This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we found the phrase, doing what is good, or something close to it, mentioned 8 times in the book of Titus. We decided that each reference says and then reflected on the context again. Now we create an outline so we can organize our thoughts and remember them better. The title would be, Church is the Seedbed for Producing What is Good in Our Lives. 1. Exhibiting what is good. 2. Encouraging what is good. And 3. Ennoblement from doing what is good. Then take each point and amplify it some more. Under exhibiting what is good, point out that often a false belief system will result in a lifestyle that is unfit for doing anything good. This is seen in the lives of the false prophets Paul refers to at the end of chapter 1. On the other hand, he exhorts Titus to influence young men with teaching that shows integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, as well as being an example by doing what is good. If you want to exhibit what is good in your behavior, you need to examine your belief system. Sound doctrine is foundational to sound living. You also could point out that loving what is good is a strong motivator for exhibiting what is good. It will lead to an eagerness to do what is good. Christian behavior patterns are caught by others, often without them even being aware of it. It will cause them to inquire, "What makes you tick?" It becomes the greatest answer to those who are critical of our Christianity. May God enable the church to be a seedbed for developing lives that exhibit what is good.